Welcome back to the show at 22 to 8 on your Thursday morning. Plenty still to come. Darryl Limpy, Luke Ball and Trent Copeland all still to join us. But now, time to touch base with the Diamonds camp after they've returned home from the Quad Series over there in England. And Caitlin Thwaites, one of our good friends here on RSN 927, joins us on this Thursday morning. Caitlin, good morning and welcome back to the show.
Good morning. I'm kind of... Still not sure if it's morning or evening, but we're getting there.
I was going to ask, how do you cope with jet lag? It's often harder coming back from England than it is going over there. How are you coping?
Yeah, not too bad so far. I did get a few hours sleep, which was really good. But I've been awake since about 4 o'clock, so heading straight in back into the gym this morning. So hopefully a good sweat session will make me want to go have a good night's sleep tonight.
Bit of a contrast too with the weather, just coming back to a casual 44 degrees tomorrow compared to what it was like over in the UK. I'd imagine it was in single figures over there.
Yeah, we did have a couple of minuses come up when we went for our morning coffee. So it's nice to be back home. But I think potentially tomorrow, I think I'll definitely be feeling it.
Now, it was a Quad Series win, but you lost the final test to England. But tell us what you got out of the three matches over there in the UK.
Well, I think initially it's a tough time for us always heading over there at this time of the year because they're coming straight off the back of our off-season, whereas the English girls are right in the flight of their season. They've just started their Super League over there. So it's always kind of that, just getting back into the international game straight away. So it's, I think it's kind of an interesting time of year for us to try and get out there and play our absolute best netball coming off the back of our off season. But it was really, really encouraging. We got the two wins against South Africa and New Zealand as well. And we were dealing with a few, we had three of our, probably what you would consider our starting seven players all ruled out across various different injury incidents. So unfortunately, we lost that final game by 3 goals, but the goal differential was good enough that we still managed to take home the series.
You mentioned the injuries there. That can be a big setback, but it probably goes to show just the depth that the Diamonds have and how strong netball is in Australia.
Yeah, I think it's really encouraging. I guess we've still got quite a few sort of young, new, fresh faces in the team. So it was really good to actually be able to get some international matches and some court time into some of those players. And I think it's, that's a really important thing that we've always, prided ourselves on, that depth and the continuation of the high quality performance, of our group. So it's not just the starting seven or the 12, it's actually the depth of the squad that we have, and that's something that we're really passionate about continuing on.
What about the depth of leadership as well in and around the court? Because you were actually, you actually took over as on-court captain. First of all, what was that experience like? And tell us about that really deep leadership that the Diamonds obviously have.
Yeah, I think it's, we've kind of had a culture for quite a few years now where it's, it doesn't matter what your title is. Everybody's, got a voice and encouraged to speak up and to really kind of spread the load of leadership so that it doesn't just fall down to the ones who have specifically got that title. So it's, it's really encouraging to see. I mean, we had our captain and our vice captain both ruled out. I mean, Gabby played the first game, but then, and she stepped up as captain because Caitlin Bassett had fractured her arm in a practice match, and then Gabby actually had an injury as well, which ruled her out for the next two games. So that meant that myself, I stepped into the on-court captain role, and Lizzie Watson was vice captain for those couple of games as well. So I think we tried to just go about things business as usual, and those leaders who were still over there were still very much integrated and had their say in what was going on with the games as well.
It's the second time the Poms have knocked us off in about 12 months. Obviously, the last one we won't talk about either. But in terms of them and the way that netball seems to be growing a lot in England and also gaining a lot more exposure over there, could you sense that they're a team that have almost moved into second spot in the world rankings?
Yeah, it's look, they're very much a confidence team, and when they're up and about, they're really, you know, I think just the state of netball at the moment, it used to probably, you know, be us in New Zealand that were, you know, a fair way ahead of the game, and it's really exciting to have seen, you know, the likes of England and even South Africa have really pushed the envelope in the last little while. So it's getting really crowded at the top, which is, I think, a really encouraging thing for our sport to, you know, for the depth to have to be there to, you know, you can't just rock up expecting a win against any of those kind of top five teams, which is a really good thing. You know, it gives us that motivation for every single training session to want to be getting better. And that's kind of what we took out of that loss against England was, you know what, that's going to fuel the fire for the next couple of months when the grind gets really hard. And we're going to, you know, that's in the back of our minds, wanting to push for that for Worlds, which is later on in the year.
So, Caitlin, pleasing that winning the tournament, being away, and then coming back. Now, you go straight back into pre-season with all the team does. Do you have a little break beforehand? Do you have a modified program before that really cranks right up?
Well, the club team that I'm with now, the Melbourne Vixens, we've actually got five players who have just been away on that international tour. And because of the state of what's happening later in the year with the World Cup, so we have kind of a four-week break in our domestic season in the Suncourt Super Netball, and we'll come straight back in off the back of World Championships, and we've got to play a Suncorp game 3 days later. So my club, the Vixens, we're actually using this as a trial, I guess, to see how we go coming back into that training environment and, kind of dealing with the training and the stress of what that's going to be like coming off a long-haul flight and still being able to get out there and train. So that's why, I'm literally sitting out the front of the VIS at the moment about
so
to go
no in break at all.
Weight session. No.
We better let you get to the gym, Caitlin. Thanks so much for your time today. We're all Vixens fans here, of course, because Sherelle will be returning with the Breakfast Club guys in about 2 weeks' time. So we're on board this year. Looking forward to seeing you run out for the Vixens and the Suncorp Super Netball season, we'll be honest, before we know it. All the best for the rest of pre-season.
Thanks so much, guys. Thanks for having me.